other such influenced music has been enjoying. Local folk groups are rising in popularity as well, and our guest represents some of the best of that homegrown talent. They've gained something of a cult following in the Athens and Atlanta area, and now critics and audiences all over the East are starting to recognize them as well. Amy Ray and Emily Sellers.
Yep.
Sellers. The Indigo Girls are here in the studio, and we're just happy to have them. Hi, how are y'all doing?
Hi, we're fine.
Okay.
We're out of breath.
They've just
the stairs.
We love the stairs up to the station. Let's start off by talking a little bit about the Indigo Girls as a group. Where did you guys get your start?
How did we get our start, Amy?
We just got our start. We both went to a high school in Atlanta, in DeKalb County. We went to the same elementary school, but in high school we started to be friends, and then we started playing, and that was about like 81.
Yep.
Yeah. And then she went to Tulane, and I went to Vanderbilt. And after being away from each other for 2 years and kind of just playing during the summer, we both ended up at Emory and made a commitment to the group and stuff, and then that's what we've been doing. So we're Atlanta-based, but we've played a lot of other cities, and Athens has been really, like, exceptionally good to us, so...
I know you have a pretty strong following here in Athens. The crowds, I've seen y'all play several times, and the crowds have been getting progressively larger each time you play. And we're pretending. Let's go ahead and do away with all the trickery here. We're actually recording this back on Sunday. Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, the night. So that was a great benefit y'all did here Monday night.
Thanks. It was a great crowd.
It was a blast.
Yeah, it was really fun. Let's see. Now, you've done several benefits like this. This is AIDS Athens, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the rape crisis thing you did back at the Rockfish a couple weeks ago, and the Atlanta Homeless Project.
Uh-huh.
Why get involved in all these charitable things? I mean,
we don't do it for the PR. I feel like it's everybody's personal responsibility to just have a hand in trying to help other folks out who are less fortunate, have problems or whatever, and this is a way for us to make a contribution. We never do it for exposure, and I mean, I feel kind of funny even talking about it. It's just something that we feel.
Would you rather skip it?
Well, no, I mean, I want to say and I think I'm speaking for us both, that we just feel it's the right thing to do, and we don't have a whole lot of free time otherwise, so this is a good way for us to put in our time and do what we can for their communities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of not too much free time, you two just came back from New York, right?
Yeah, we had a 2-week
tour
in New England. Some of it was great and some of it was horrible.
Did they know you when you got there?
Some places. Boston, Boston was real responsive because we have so many friends that live up there now and because the radio stations have been playing us. And Philly was great. Philadelphia. I guess that's because of radio play, a lot of that was.
They were just real open, too. I thought the Philadelphia crowd was very responsive. We opened for a band that was real. I don't know how you describe them.
They were great.
They were really neat. And so I guess they just had a really nice audience, because sometimes if an audience comes to hear the main act, they don't give you the time of day, but they were...
It'd be fair in saying that y'all's music is primarily folk-oriented, folk-based, influenced, maybe. Because when I hear it, I think of like Patti Larkin and Christina Lavin, and definitely Joni Mitchell. Would those be your major influences, or?
They're not mine necessarily, but
Joni Mitchell was a big influence on me. Although my writing is less like, I used to try to emulate her style, and now it's less like that. We call ourselves acoustic based, not really folk based, because we've played some folk venues and they don't really know what to do with us, because our show is a lot more upbeat and actually more progressive than pure folk music. So we don't really know how to classify ourselves. We just say we're acoustic.
Okay. You were talking when we were coming into the station about some new material. I know Strange Fire has done quite well. In fact, it received a very favorable review a couple of months ago in the Atlanta Journal. And are y'all due for a new album anytime soon? Or?
Hopefully. I mean, we booked some time in October in John Keane's studio, which we'll be doing. But, we're shopping for a deal. So regardless of whether we get a record deal or not, we're going back into the studio and doing an album. So it doesn't really seem to make a difference.
So we should probably have one out by the end of the fall, late fall.
Excellent. It would go to waste. You lug those guitars all the way up here.
Yeah.
if we didn't put them to use. What would y'all like to play first?
You want to do Prince of Darkness?
Okay.
We'll do a song by Emily that, why don't you tell about?
Okay.
If you want to. This is one of my newest songs. I've written like 2 songs in a year. Real prolific period of my life. This is a song about taking a look at what's going on around me in my life and the difference between living in the dark and living in the light, if I can just be so black and white about it, as it were. So it's about, it's a positive song, even though it sounds negative in a lot of ways. It's about the way that I've chosen to live my life.